The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Monday, February 15th, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. By the providence of God, the balance of powers on the Supreme Court of the United States has been upset. News of Justice Antonin Scalia's death has triggered a battle in Washington over his replacement. And in the meantime, the court will sit in an ideological stalemate. Scalia was the most conservative member of the bench, a proponent of the traditional family, and a defender of liberty for Christians. Much hangs in the balance. The political stakes for the 2016 elections have increased significantly. Scalia died in his sleep at a hunting lodge in Texas over the weekend. By the year 2050, the number of people age 85 and older is expected to triple, according to the Washington Post. Care for the elderly is a common concern among parents and children alike. Many are trying to balance the desire to keep their elderly family members at home away from the rigid environment of a nursing home with the burdens and challenges of being a caregiver. What will America and particularly Christians do? The Worldview spoke to Todd Strasser, Director of Christian Family Elder Care, about the opportunity Christians have with the increase of the elderly.
So what, as Christians, what we need to do is, first of all, establish that honor is our priority for the elderly. That's what God's Word says. We need to sort of lay down honor as a priority and therefore realize that we are all going to enter into different seasons of elder care. And what that's going to mean, though, is those seasons of elder care can be difficult, as it's mentioned in this part. Seasons of elder care can be difficult, and even Christians can feel pretty ill-equipped in terms of what to do. So we need to use not only our entire family to help in these seasons, but also the body of Christ.
Scripture reminds us of our duty to honor the elderly. Leviticus 19:32 says, "You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man, and fear your God. I am the Lord." 1 year ago today, ISIS released the video in which 21 Coptic Christians were beheaded by masked militants in Libya. However, the response of the Coptic Church over the last year has been forgiveness, according to Bishop Angelos, the general bishop of the Coptic Church. Christian Today reports that Bishop Angelos said, "The same tool used to try and magnify violence and division actually became a platform for everyone to see the strength of our faith. May God grant us all the same readiness to forgive." Somali authorities have confirmed a suicide bomber was responsible for blowing up a Diallo Airlines plane flying out of Somalia on February 2nd. Minutes after takeoff, the bomb blasted a 3-foot hole in the fuselage, causing an emergency landing. Of the 70 passengers, 2 were injured, and the only one who died is believed to be the detonator, according to local authorities. Somalian Transport Minister Ali Jama Jangali has blamed Al-Shabaab for the bombing. A Christian of Somali descent was brutally attacked by his Muslim relatives while on the way to church last week in Nairobi, Kenya. The young man, Hassan, reported he was unable to see or eat after the assault by his relatives, who were outraged by Hassan's devotion to Christianity instead of Islam. Please pray for Hassan and his family as they face this persecution. In contrast, liberal Christians in America are beating up on the Bible. According to the Christian Post, biblical critic Peter Enns sums up the liberal perspective in his book, The Bible Tells Me So, writing that, quote, "For Christians, Jesus, not the Bible, has the final word," unquote. Well, Jesus had this to say, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. He who does not love me does not keep my words." John 14:23-24. The FBI has thanked Franklin Graham for his instrumental work in bringing resolution to the standoff between law enforcement and a group of Oregon ranchers at the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The group had occupied the wildlife refuge for 6 weeks in protest of the government's confiscation of land and jailing of 2 ranchers on charges believed to be spurious by some. Graham was in contact with the group for a week before they agreed last Thursday to end the occupation peacefully. British authorities have arrested a 16-year-old boy living in England suspected of being the leader behind the recent hacking of FBI and DHS data, reported Fox News. The hacker claimed to have gotten the names, titles, and contact information for 20,000 employees from the FBI and 9,000 employees from DHS. However, in a statement last week, DHS stated, "There is no indication at this time that there is any breach of sensitive or personally identifiable information." Good news for the babies of Winter Haven, Florida. The Planned Parenthood abortion mill in that city closed down on the 1st of February. According to Live Action News, Sidewalk Advocates for Life reported the shutdown, which is the first abortion facility closure in the ministry's 22-month history. Praise be to God. Solomon reminds us that it is the Lord who delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. Psalm 72, 12 and 14. And that's the world view on this Monday, February 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.